100.5, progressive and unstoppable. Every day. The Grand Slam Morning Show.
14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, my friends. Good morning and welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show. Slam 100.5, progressive urban. Broadcasting from downtown Port of Spain, St. Vincent Street to be exact, my friends. Good morning and welcome. Hope you got up this morning, said that prayer, and it is off to the races for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Make sure, and you know, make sure as you head on the roads, you know, you take it real easy. You know, rain may be falling, you might have some precipitation in certain parts of TNT. Just take it down, please, and take it down in general. I mean, you see what happened last night, you know what I mean? So just, you know, just take it down in general, and we have to pray for our loved ones and ask for guidance on the road, you know, at all times. And generally behave yourselves on the road, you know? Behave yourselves on the road. Hey, we checking in. Selector Miles, the Fresh Prince of the Belmonte region. Today, Drama Wednesday, March 17th. Miles up?
Yep. Morning.
Morning, my brethren.
March is almost over.
Well, you know, from the time it hit middle.
Yeah, middle.
Gone again.
Gone away.
Yeah. Blessed the Mogul, the mayor of Sawa City, my friends. And we urge you to please, I mean, we must remind you to please take it easy on the roads.
Please.
Someone, remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, a guy called and he say something about the trucks and if the police had nothing else to do, and they should ease we up. And yo, at the end of the day, here we're going on. If we all abide by the rules, we will be okay. We will be okay so far, you know.
I think so far we're okay. I mean, things could be better, but it could also be worse.
It could also be worse.
So that's what I'm saying. We're okay. We're not good. We're not great.
Yeah.
But we're okay.
When you see stories like this, you know.
Yeah.
On the front page of The Guardian, still $3, the Sweet Guardian. It says 2 killed in Chaguanas accident. A vehicle involved in an accident along the Raya Butler Highway. On its side here, 2 people were killed and 2 were injured in the incident. I saw some footage last night with it.
I didn't. Kind of thankful I didn't.
I saw the footage with someone or business place that on the highway.
Mm.
Yeah, I saw the vehicle. It was, you know, it was moving. It was moving. Also, Wassa again, making the news again. Wassa worker earns $0.5 million in overtime. Scandalous. Minister angry at breach of public's trust in matter. This minister is really grabbing the ball by the horns, boy. He just uncovering, you know what I mean? So he really trying to put it to Wassa in terms of get it straight now. Also, PM meets China president on vaccines. All that on the front page of The Guardian. Very busy front page. And if you want to read a little bit more about the accident on page 3, it's right there. A man crossing highway causes accident, 2 killed. Anti-gang bill passed in Senate.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? South Friends develop new Go Safe app. Activist and businesswoman Joelle D'Souza speaks with the developers of Go Safe app at her salon in San Fernando yesterday. Bar owners seeking equal chance at survival as well. With it, as you know, bar is still, I wouldn't say closed, you could still sell alcohol, but there's no congregating on the premises.
Yeah, which is taking away from business, honestly.
Yeah, no linemen.
Yeah.
What else? That's about it, really. We are in the second daily there, Miles.
On the front page of the second daily, headline reads, TNT and China talk vaccine. Rowley and Chinese president discuss COVID among other issues. And the second story featured, bullets on the boulevard. Shattered, the caption says, shattered. Business owner Jenny Sama
Sharma. They all they made that time for Sharma.
Okay, Sharma shows bullet holes in the glass panels of her restaurant, Jenny's on the Boulevard, in Port of Spain, after the building was shot at several times at about 2:30 a.m. yesterday. I didn't hear nothing about this.
Yeah, about it.
And I was
yesterday, yeah.
I was on that stretch.
Yeah, probably did pass already in terms of the forensics. And yeah, I heard about it yesterday, actually.
Cool. Well, not cool, but that's the front page of the second, really.
Yeah.
The final.
Final promise of help after Rowley speaks with President Xi. Vaccines from China, which we spoke about in the previous two dailies. And shut up, same thing. Businesswoman Jenny Sharma. Bullet riddled window at a restaurant, Jenny's on the Boulevard, on Tuesday, which would be yesterday. Let's see here. Yeah. Restaurant owner fearful. Yeah, that looking like about that. Damn, also.
Anyway, yeah, let me go. Yes.
Now, before you set off for the day, how are you doing? Yeah, say your prayers. You know what I mean? Make sure everything is everything. Good morning to our friends already messaging us 707-SLAM-707-526. Good morning to Jovan Wren. He's 20 years old today. It's coming from his mom, dad, and brother. So, Jovan, all the best, brethren. Yeah, man. Have a great day today. 20 years old, man. You're in your 20s now. Study yourself. You say, well, I'm 20 now, you know. So, going into my 20s. Things nicer, you know. More responsibility. I'll be a little bit more responsible with myself, and you know.
For real?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Today's Jet Li's birthday.
I know it's in March, but I don't know the date.
Somebody say they're sending love and birthday greetings to Jet Li. So, if today is Jet Li's birthday, Jet Li, all the best, brethren. Happy Earth Strong, my friend.
Easy, Jet Li.
Yeah, Jet Li's a old soul there, you know. From long time, I know Jet Li, you know. Big up yourself, Jet Li. Right? I know haters say coming with some things today. I hope he come too hard, you know.
Hater knows better.
Hater, nobody angry, yeah? Hater not in the best of moods, you know?
Sure.
So hater drink a Nescafe and you relax yourself, man. Everything cool. Hey, happy 17th birthday to, get his fancy name. Kev Leon from our mom and family. Happy 17th birthday, all the best. All right, so yeah, that's about it, eh? So we continue today, Drama Wednesday. Wednesday the 17th of March. Check your calendar. Hey, morning to Vicky and Arvin.
Let me just let you know what happened yesterday. Real Madrid rule over Atalanta 3-1.
Oh.
So that's it.
For Atalanta. Yeah. Can go. Back to Atalanta.
Yeah. And Man City rule over Mönchengladbach.
Yeah, I guess.
So that was 2-0. So Man City once again moves on, and Mönchengladbach.
Back. It's on German.
Yeah, let me see where they're from. I will admit I don't know nothing about that team.
Borussia. Yeah.
That's German.
Yeah, for sure.
Mönchengladbach.
Yeah, they're from
Bach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The hawk. You have to.
Let me see. I'm ready to call up the team.
But they better have any Borussia Mönchengladbach fans here in Trinidad, right?
If they beat somebody.
When they win Champions League, what up? Man, I just come out with those guys. I was a Borussia fan all the time, you know.
Well, they had to say which Borussia, because
yes, true. Yes, true. Are they Borussia Mönchengladbach? Yeah. Mönchengladbach. Yeah. Mönchengladbach. Yeah.
They say how it's pronounced, but they put the German.
They put the German, yeah. Somebody said the
Mayor.
Mönchengladbach.
Man, Chegla back.
Yeah.
So I was right.
Jared sent it.
Good job, Jared.
That's Jared. This is Jared from Answer.
Well, this is Tall Prince, said the drummer wins it. Oh, God, all you don't do me that. Shut it down, don't do me that.
Well, Miles, I make sure I beg up Doreen last night, huh?
Well, give thanks.
So Doreen should have no, you know, no complaints.
Give thanks.
And Ariel, her granddaughter.
Nice.
I didn't beg up Barbara.
Barbara.
She said, because Barbara is more funny. Hey, to the ABIL team. And that's not Belmont's Love, that's Associated Brands Industries Limited.
Oh.
Yeah. They locked on in Central, you know? Yeah.
All right.
Good morning.
Well, I mean, you know, it's time, you know. Let's see if we can get in here. Well, Nation, it is about that time. Well, we welcome all and sundry to the biggest morning show ever since the invention of this thing called the FM frequency. My nation, we say welcome to drama. Yes, we start the drama because sometimes people complain and say, we don't start the drama too early. We don't start it, we started late and this and that and blah blah blah. So we invite your calls at 624-1005, 623-5001. And don't forget, if you are contacting us via social media, please use the hashtag Drama Wednesdays. We want it to go viral. So drama is always in the air, always here and there and everywhere. So let us get in and see what is happening here. You see that? Hello, good morning.
Morning, drama.
Welcome, my bridge.
He's talking with Fridge Boys and Shirley. We're a new ad again.
Serious?
A new ad, this one. I think he's bringing Otty and Chris in this one. They say Otty and Christy or some kind of thing. Right?
My
goodness,
where's that one, brethren?
It'll be rushed down.
But why is Shirley doing that?
Yeah, bless.
Miles, we're hearing of a new ad on the horizon.
Wow. So it means Fridge Boys dealing with Shirley, as in
business dealings. Well, yes, it is. It is. It can be seen that way. So there's a new one. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, welcome.
How are you?
Good.
We're fine.
Well, you know, if you want to know who Shirley is, you can find me from Fridge Boy.
Well, yeah, I guess we got it. Well, I really don't want to know, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really care. You understand? I don't really.
Yeah.
I go on beyond caring. you want to know?
I want to bust if I'm giving my birthday, so that's what I want to do.
I guess, yeah, everybody would want to do that, you know. Well, all right, we will have to make a call.
He will not stop in nonsense.
Well, all right, we will have to investigate that. Because clearly Fridge Boys, no. Oh, somebody say some kind of ice cream catastrophe.
Where do I turn it on?
You know what's really...
Oh, the ad.
The ad.
Dan, first I don't take in here on that ad. You know,
somebody,
somebody
like they hear it already.
Like I said,
Kind of ice cream catastrophe. I have bills to pay, you know.
Yeah.
Miles, I should have just run these bills before we enter the drama, you know.
Yo, take like three more and go to the bills and then we go news.
Some bills here. Very important bills.
Oh, you wanna run them first?
Well, yeah, what I'm gonna do. Let me just run these bills here. Alright. Here what I'll do. Let me take one more. Let me run these bills and then. Hello, good morning.
No, no.
Who's there?
Shirley.
Wow, Shirley.
Shirley who?
Yeah, the French boys don't know what they're getting themselves into. What do they?
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi, guys.
My goodness. Yeah, you do a new ad for French boys?
Yes, I did.
Why are you doing that? Did you bring Wattie and Chris into this?
No. Ati and Chrissy boy.
Same thing.
Same thing, same difference. So how much are you getting paid so far? How much are you getting paid so far, French boys?
No, this is personal.
So you're getting paid?
I overcharged the first time.
You what?
I had overcharged.
You had overcharged?
Yes.
So how does happen between you and French boys? What? You bounce up French boys somewhere, they know who you are. How it take place?
No, well, they call the number.
Which number?
My phone number you have, Piccolo. You always call me on.
I don't call you. Yeah, so they call the number and what take place? You ask them, they ask you to make an ad for them?
Yes.
And your response was? COVID, you're going to do it?
No. I have my liver smallings. Don't get caught up.
Right, so you did the ad?
Yes.
And you say overcharge?
Well, yes, sorry about that.
So what, the meeting person to get the money or that transaction? How the money went?
They gave it to someone and the person bring it to me.
Oh, so somebody working for you?
What I have worked as.
Huh?
Duh.
Oh, okay. And in the vicinity, how much? Thousands? Hundreds?
Ooh, I can't say that price.
What's that?
I wouldn't say that price.
Okay.
So, Bigelow, I just want to sing something.
Well,
happy birthday to Jet Li.
Nah, Jet Li. Hey, hello. Happy, you know Jet Li, not on that, eh? Must remember the time Jet Li get real mad? You remember that?
Yeah, and John.
Hey, hello, and John Boy. John hello.
Boy, John Boy gets so mad he misfire.
Yeah, John Boy misfire and play
Boy George.
And play a Boy George. John Boy wanted to play a Batman 2 and play a Boy George, you know? Like he just typed in B.O. for Bounty Killer.
Oh, he's with Boy Die Die.
Boy or something.
And he ended up with that George.
And he ended up with George. John Boy gets so mad. Wow. Somebody say if it's fair to say Shirley have access to that production studio. Well, I guess so. But clearly Shirley paying her bills.
Yep.
Hey, welcome to our second hour, 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, my friends. It is your Grand Slam morning show today, Wednesday, Drama Wednesday. Blaze and Miles until 9 o'clock. Drama start, yes? 624-1005, 623-5001. Drama Wednesday. Nation, it is about that time, the drama time. And I saw something going around social media. I don't want to know. That can't be true. I doubt. I'm seeing different feeds posting Alexander versus Johnny Bravo in a boxing match or some kind of thing, and I'm saying that's not true.
What is that about? No, seriously.
Well, I don't know. I see people posting it. I'm saying Johnny Bravo versus Alexander. I mean, well, Alexander, I doubt he going through that.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt Johnny Bravo going through that either.
Well, I doubt Alexander going through that.
Well, I mean both, because you know Johnny Bravo.
Like I said, please, I doubt Alexander going through that.
But Johnny Bravo was Biggie Small's bodyguard, you know.
Remember you said was it?
You know, until he had to see about some business down here. And
remember you said was.
You know, he ended up liking down here.
That's what happened?
Yeah. You come down to see about some business, yeah.
But once again, anytime you say was, then it means, you know, the person could be looking for ends now. As far as I'm concerned, Alexander is still, he is. What you're drawing for with Bravo is past tense.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just showing the history, the ilk now. The ilk of the man, you know?
Yeah, but what happened to the ilk now?
The ilk is there. The ilk is there. But both of them fellas ain't going through that. Them is,
like I said, Alexander is too strong, man. And
Xander ain't going through that. Bravo ain't going through that.
Alexander not going through that.
And this thing people are talking about.
But I don't... where that came from, like...
I don't know. I really don't know, Jed. I really, really, really don't know. I don't know. But at the end of the day...
Alexander not going through that.
I think both of them ain't going through that.
All right, cool. Alexander
Xander and Bravo ain't going through that.
Yeah, that would maybe for entertainment purposes, but I can't see Alexander going through that.
Well, I don't think both of them going through that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to see that with two brethren of mine sparring, so, you know?
It's a spar, it's not all out.
Plus, you know, I mean, everybody had their accolades.
But I think...
Alexander's a superhero police.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think he will go through that.
Bravo is a superhero bodyguard. You know he's a man.
Yeah, but
you know he's a man who's moving under the Biggie Smalls order. You know that, Miles. You know that. And he comes down here. Just the vibes of Trinidad.
I realize what you're trying to do, you know. You're trying to put me in a bad position, Bravo.
No.
Let you go now.
No, Jed.
Let you go now. Throw out your drama voice and let me take calls.
Alright, well, Nisha, it is that time. 624-005 6235001. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Who you're speaking with, Amana, is Johnny Bravo.
We're not hearing him.
Johnny Bravo, you see, has mana ilk.
Yeah, the man of a sitting ilk, the man was rapping with.
Yeah, I know kind of ilk because the other day I see in our video, right? Escorting killer, right? And when I think it's a bed or something, it's accusing the man going escorting man and all ilk is that way.
No, but I mean, so what does that say?
Yo, he not paying for the car, you know?
That could be the car they gave him.
That's the car he had to work with. Maybe like the cube.
He like the cube. He like that vibe.
Why are so why?
Yeah, boy. What's the big deal?
What's wrong with that cube? You know somebody get a cube and take it?
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Sergeant Alexander versus Sergeant Stafford. That is a fight. Forget about Johnny Bravo.
No. Johnny's a man. Johnny can hold up Ian, man. Don't
Stafford would run up Alexander, run back down and hit him at two and leave him with a two print on his face.
You feel so? He ain't no karate.
Google 1972 or 1974.
Oh, cool. What is wrong with before man born?
Oh. We ain't beating people in
Stafford. You really feel Stafford at the same ilk as 1972? Oh.
Watch him see the man structure or what?
Okay. Wait,
we don't watch no man structure. First. We don't watch no man structure.
Those things saying I had the same structure as in coming and entrance.
No, don't come down, man. Don't come.
Hold on.
1974, 1972.
72 years, you know? Uh-huh. Before man born out here, you know? Hello.
Drama.
Welcome, my brethren.
But you remember that video, I think it's outside that area or something, a drunk man kicked down Johnny Bravo.
I ain't hearing it properly, you know.
I find you're not hearing.
I'm not hearing people properly, you know.
What's up? A drunk man kicked down Johnny Bravo.
He slipped, you know. You know he slipped. You saw the video. You watched the video properly.
Yes. The man actually thinking down normal, easy.
Nah, the man slipped, man.
All right.
The man slip. don't do Johnny Dad. Don't do Johnny Daddy, man slip. Hello.
Yeah, brothers. All you really forget. I was not going to say what I'll call an old city. All you forget, you get wrongful in front of it. Pastor.
Yeah, but you remember that verse. Remember, it had water and the man slipped.
Slip or no slip. If there's a bodyguard, you're supposed to be trained and supposed to be able to handle any condition.
Hold on. He could handle the conditions, you know. Is his shoes couldn't handle it? Is he kicking our face? Is everybody kicking off his soul?
The
soul had no traction, so.
He pricked the wrong footwear.
Well, he didn't expect
he should have wear combat boots.
But he changes footwear since.
The Chuck Norris boots.
He changes footwear since.
Well, good. Well, good.
After
he get licks, he changes footwear. The man never get no licks. The man never get no licks. The man never get no licks, really. It's just a hello.
Yeah. Oh, you go for you in a class with Alexander. Alexander, the action police, no. You are said like a police thing, because you pick up even water. You slip on water. He goes to just pose in this preppy video, all them at this video, just pose up in the back with your hand pose. He can't go in a fight.
Well, you know that? Why you don't attack him?
Go and fight with him now.
Attack him now?
Attack what? I go attack him when rain falling.
Hold on, who talking? Attack him now.
Go and fight.
Running them now.
Go and fight.
You know what's going on up there. Hello. Go for luck and see for luck.
Good morning, my brothers.
Hello.
My brothers, forget all them arguments. What the people want is Texas de Brazil versus Marley McDonald.
All right, brethren.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Toronto Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Where that come from?
Just far left and just swinging, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Please, are they wicked enough?
How?
Oh, they will clash on the Bravo to fight with Alexander.
No, we didn't you know. We saw it on social media. I was wondering if this is true.
You see, you're just a think, man. You know.
How?
You would bring them kind of argument for the country to be on people back, you know.
No, so you didn't see it?
We don't put
so
nobody on nobody it? Back.
No, I never see that.
Oh, you never? Well then, so where you living?
You're not on social media.
You're not on social media?
And number one, Johnny Bravo can't fight the Xander. Bravo back both if I'm saying in that cube.
So you never see it on social media?
Never see that on
no,
social
I never
media?
See that.
If you see it, you wouldn't question Johnny Bravo. If you what?
A buck beat Johnny Bravo in front of a nightclub.
Nah, the man slept there. Don't come with that, Najad.
No. Don't do Xander that.
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't post it, you know. I seen all kind of news feed posting it, so I wondering, wait now. This can't be real. This is not real. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Please, what's going on?
Hey, doubles?
He nearly won the fight.
Where's that?
You said he nearly won the fight.
Who's this?
Johnny Bravo.
Which fight? He didn't fight?
No, out at the nightclub. You say he nearly won or something?
Well, I don't know if he nearly won, but I know that the situation was that he slipped now.
I had Johnny. What do you know normally I do with Johnny? So you know, when I say this, it's coming from a real place. And outside my concert, a young guy, very small build, ran up to me and out tackle Johnny, you know?
Nah, that can never be true.
Boy, Johnny just big on top, he's very weak below.
Nah. The man have a strength, man.
No, he is strong only on top. You see how that youth man put him down.
What do youth man wanted? Why did he come in to Bravo? What he wanted?
No, he was coming to me. He wanted an autograph and Johnny let him know well, you know. So come. And he skate tackle him easy, it's cool now. I had to club him.
Loco. Hey, Oleria looking right.
Should I want to cover him? Colonel, don't bring Colonel into this. Hello.
Yeah, my friend. Hey, come
on. It was a Colonel at the club.
Hey, Jam, it's different, yeah, but is it done that here? We seen it.
Hey, one done that, I'll go on.
I did, but, hey, no. How you disrespecting superiors like that? You calling Johnny Bravo and Sergeant Alexander superiors? Don't do Batman and think that. No,
yeah.
Boy, oh gosh,
Alexander is a police superhero. Johnny Bravo is a bodyguard superhero.
No. Wait. Biggie Smalls dead. You calling this man a bodyguard superhero?
He wasn't there.
Sergeant Alexander, he getting mobilized from GG left, right, no. And center.
Brethren. Dan, da.
In more ways than one.
Dan, have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day, Dan.
Dan,
the front boy. Hello?
I really love this one.
How, boy?
A man big enough to in a big way. And for this thing before I bought.
Yes, Jerry, man, say 1972.
That's
the way. I ain't saying that the man and have it, you know. But we just, you can't reference so far ago now.
Yeah, but it's how we come with such confidence now. I say, but this year I'm an apprentice or something. I'm from that. I'm calling it from 1972. Anyway, I tell you, the both of them not going through that.
Same thing I saying.
But I can tell you that they will do it for publicity. They will just let the thing hype. You see how we talking about it now?
Yeah.
That is exactly
but what I'm saying. But I don't even think that will happen, Jed.
Nah, that ain't happening. I tell you.
Yeah. When I see that, I say, nah, that can't be real.
Nah, that ain't happening. I can't really put my head on a block for nobody, but out of the two of them, for sure, Zander not going through that. And I can probably say about 80% for Bravo.
Thanks.
So you feel Bravo can deal with Zander?
Nah, if I agree with my opinion, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, he can.
Where's your opinion? Let me hear that again.
But Zander will handle on Bravo. Bravo can't take that kind of talk. He only has size, you know.
But you know all these people who saying that, why all they don't run into to Johnny Bravo?
I'm not saying I go running.
Not about running into
them. You're running two of them.
Right? Not about running
into them. Exactly. But me and he will cut me
tail. He will bust you up. Well, all right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, all right, brethren. Yeah. Because all who talking, I talk. They're not running into Bravo, you know.
Who would?
Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
I've a riddle for you.
You what?
I've a riddle for you.
A red house?
Riddle,
okay.
Yep. John Cena, upper body. Versus. Jason Williams. Leg. Who is that?
Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, fellas.
Yeah, morning.
Johnny Bravo, I just vexed Boxer Potson around to promote this fight.
Giovanni Potson around, there, son.
I vexed. Nah, but Johnny Bravo, that'll be like Floyd Mayweather versus Big Show. Remember that? Johnny Bravo, cool yourself now, but you get beat up there.
No, at the end of the day, all they not. You see, all they had to watch the whole thing, and you know, the man slip, Jared.
Yeah, you see,
he lose his foot. He lose his foot.
Alex, I don't feel Alexander. Them fellas, they might last around at 30 seconds, but they only have muscles, you know, they are not strong.
They are no endurance.
They are no endurance. So I feel that fight might be at 30 seconds, like a UFC. Yeah, but Alexander has to take his time. I want to see Alexander versus Meister.
Versus who?
Meister, because he take Meister walk now.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Best match for you, Terry Crews and
Whitey. What is that?
Terry Crews and Whitey.
Terry Crews, yeah.
Yeah, he's the best man to fight with that man.
Which one of them?
He can't step with Alexander.
So who Terry Crews had a fight with?
He had a fight with he.
With who?
With Bravo.
Oh, with Bravo. Why?
Yeah. Two fish alike.
What?
Two fish alike.
Nah. Don't bring Bravo in that. That one I'm going to defend that one. Don't bring Bravo in that light. That one I'll say nah.
That's not an appeal for good reason.
Nah. Don't bring him in on no fish thing. Nah. Hello.
Nah. Don't do the DJ. That's my brethren.
Nah.
What DJ we talking about?
What DJ?
But anyhow, my brothers, that man said Alexander and Mice, he mad. Yeah, he might say, man, without Alexander White.
Yeah, yo. Brethren.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Hello, good morning.
Where you see my brothers?
Dog to with vice grip.
That man no reference Alexander and make an equivalent to Floyd Money Mayweather. That what he said? Oh no, man. No. What I'm saying is, Nah, I still can't get a fan.
You see?
You can right. Use zero.
That man in Boston fight on me national radio, so I don't do that, man. Okay.
Thanks, Vice Grim.
Last thing.
Yeah.
Nah, but I feel Alexander, I'm going to drop him in training.
You see, that's why?
I feel so.
We wouldn't even have to go through that. Them is two brothers, man.
Yeah, that I could talk to her, you know. It's a 9-8-8-2. He's selling them recruits on him. Yeah.
What?
Them who now pass out. You go let them fight the battles, you know. He does do his thing. Man, you know. It's a video.
Where do you go from here? Hello.
Morning, my brother.
Brethren.
Being bionic.
Don't know my brethren. What's going on?
Miles,
headphones off.
Miles, I ain't like how that man tried to throw you under the bus there.
Who's that?
You.
I tried to throw Miles under the bus, man.
Are you trying to put him on a foot, bro? With that brother, so what's going on there?
No, we just Miles stating the point, and I am stating my point.
Blazing ways and nasty man here.
Oh my!
No.
I can't bring no point to this radio. I just had to stay silent then.
Point, Dre. You know what you're doing? You just bring your point, but you just try to make her back and make her man look back.
Oh my!
Stop your nonsense.
All right, Bridget. All right.
Sorry, nasty ways. Stop it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's time for you. Let's get inside here now. This is a sponsored segment. We're going inside here, folks. Now, it's all courtesy Fridge Boys repairs on the spot. It's time to choose your bubbly courtesy Fridge Boys. Call now 624-1005 or 623-5001. Choose your bubbly. All courtesy Fridge Boys. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Choose your bubbly, courtesy Fridge Boys.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, Alexander,
is it bubbly?
Yeah, and we have 50K that Johnny go beat him.
Wait, I'm back in Johnny Hard Boy. 50K, yeah. See, you know? Hello, good morning.
Blaze.
Yeah, I'm a brethren.
Johnny Bravo.
No, this is not Johnny Bravo.
You said choose my bubbly. Why bubbly is that?
Serious?
Yeah.
Wee. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning. Call on to go on here on
Hello?
On the Drama Wednesday.
Yeah, you're on here, no?
Yes. First down to say RIP to my uncle.
Well, you know, condolences.
My uncle is Biggie Falls.
Well, your uncle is not Biggie Smalls, but condolences to Biggie Smalls, yes, family.
I have direct information that Johnny Bravo did not leave. He was sent home because he got beat up in America too.
No. Brethren, here we're going on. We inside a sponsored segment to choose your bubbly with courtesy Fresh Boys. Could you just choose your bubbly and move on, please? Okay. Hello, morning.
My young bubbly is Babo.
Why, boy?
Because remember, he got him walked to the bodyguard Shirley and he got the cut on the radio.
Did? I can't remember that. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, boy, choose your bubbly by Fridge Boys, boy.
Yeah.
My bubbly is the hamburger cat by St. James, the boy. Called Ding Dong was righty, boy. That hamburger cat didn't stand a chance.
Douchebag. We know it's you. douchebag. Hello, good morning.
Hey, John, you're killing me. Hey,
douchebag, you again?
Nah, stand on us.
Oh, they done that. Oh.
Hey, Fissy, bubbly. It's two by script. How we get an American accent when they mention Mayweather, boy?
Well, the man is money Mayweather. Come on, man.
Uncle Sam, as they call Mayweather. Second, bubbly, you for bringing Johnny Bravo versus Alexander for drama. So what's going on, Chino?
I didn't bring that. That was did you on social media? Let me ask you, Dandada.
Yeah.
Your man sound like you on social media. Have you ever seen it on social media?
Nah, I didn't see it. But the real fight you should never bring up Bravo is the real fight is Ras from Residence on 51 versus Johnny Bravo, dog. Don't bring Alexander in that.
Oh, Ras is our, he's a bodyguard as well.
What do you mean? You don't go club and sing? Or? I know he's a married man and sing.
I don't go Residence.
I know he's be stepping out and sing.
I go ask Libs.
yeah, the ask Libs.
I go ask Libs.
He know Ras. That's yeah. Their brethren.
I don't know. I don't go Residence. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Nation.
Yeah, morning.
This is Sergeant Alexander here. I have two bubbles this morning, please.
Oh, yeah. It is not Sergeant Alexander. Go ahead.
One.
His name is Sergeant anymore.
Yeah. One, my first bubbly is Johnny Bravo. Mm-hmm. And to prove that he's a bubbly, my second bubbly is Ian Allen. Marlon, could you really say when I bubbleize Ian Allen, put him in the van, please?
That was choose your bubbly.
Well, this is Tall Prince and the Drummer Wednesday. Oh God, all you do me that. Trinidad, don't do me that.
The comments and views expressed by the callers on Drama Wednesdays are not the views of Slam 100.5, the TBC Network, and Guardian Media Limited.
Well, Nation, you see the time on the clock of the wall. The clock of the wall states 8:47.
Wow.
13, moving up to 12 minutes before 9 o'clock, which is minutes to 9, and you know how the minutes to 9 is run. Very, very, in a very, very brutal kind of way here in the drama. The numbers are 624-1005, 623-5001. We say welcome to drama. Before we go, to the drama, that is, we want to wish Dwayne, aka Aki, happy birthday. It's coming from his wife Lystra Batiste and his four children. Good morning. Yes, and then another shout out we had to do, you know. Also, good morning to Charisse and 2-month-old Amari is coming from Seals. Of course, Charisse is a girlfriend, you know? And they have a nice 2-month-old, you know? Goodness. Wow, somebody sent a Lancel picture, yes? Right there on the highway. Yeah, so let us get in the lines. Let us see what drama has to offer. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
This is Tusty.
Oh, Tusty. Good morning, Bridget.
My lord, hear what's going on. So, following up the story of the man who went to meet Kimberly and got told, right?
The guy who got told. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, here the bacchanal. It is alleged that the man went to meet Kimberly. He was under the impression that Kimberly was a minor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And he still went?
Yeah, he still went. So what go on is that the people and them set him up.
They know he liked them kind of strippiness.
Yes, they was tracking him. They set him up for phone time.
Oh.
And then they take his car, his laptop, and his phone. It's because they went through it and realized the man had child pornography.
Oh!
And apparently somehow the device was turned into the police. And I understand the Atlantic man was charged on Wednesday.
Who was charged? The same man who got told?
Yeah.
Wow.
So hear what? I want to make an appeal. If this is true, right? I would like Gary Griffith to find Kimberly and her tour team, make them SRPs or regular police and put them in charge of the child protection unit. Let them punter all them pedophiles on my side.
Wow.
Points or not, the man going in, he going and get charged, going and going to jail. So he will get, it's a good thing he get it to us, they'll loose them up for the jail men and them.
All right, cool.
All right, right. Okay, okay. All right.
One last thing here, one last thing.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo, and what you going to put Stone Conker against Alexander? That madness. Alexander could really fight. He could really fight.
Okay. Thanks, so, Tasty, for all your great information.
I don't see what Johnny Bravo get to us, and they don't know big set of water on the ground and blaze.
Well, I see.
The man was small like Jason Williams. Flip him over.
Wow.
Flip him over. Johnny Bravo look like a conker again, throwing water. Oh.
Nah, the man slept, man.
He ain't slept. He slept when he tried to get up. After he get us out.
Okay, thanks, Dusty. You've given us a lot of information this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you. If that's indeed the case, Miles. If that is the case,
yeah,
I want to see all the people who ball it. Oh, all it doing this, and it's somebody, and I want to see all them people what they say now. Hello, good morning.
Oh, hello. Is that call yet?
No, you ain't call yet.
Well, let the lines open up the lines to Hater now, man. What drama?
Well, since this morning we calling Hater like he back down.
Hater must be say.
Hater might say. Forget that. Hello, good morning.
Hey, we see morning, brothers. What's going on?
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
How about everything going on?
Hey, Beans, boy, you sung different. You're not the front phone, boy.
We keep back on the land. Miles. Everything cool. You're back on land,
though. Is that one by Miles? So you putting me up
to? No, ask you a question. But what are you
just asking,
up
for you?
You putting me up to, Mike?
Ask you a question, Dan.
Just call and
tell. All right, I apologize. No, here okay, we go. No, I apologize. Everything good. How you going?
I'm okay.
All right,
I ain't
good.
Tell the fellas long time.
So I ask if you're back online.
We just want to know if we can call you after to go online, brethren. No, again,
no,
so.
No, you can't call me.
All right, cool.
You can't call me. You can't do it.
No problem.
All right, cool. Sorry, Jen.
You're on her piano.
Bye bye. Sorry, brethren.
Oh, cool. Bye.
Anyway, I'm calling and I've seen something here, boy.
What is that?
What's going on with J-Angel? What's going on with J-Angel, please?
Nothing going on with J-Angel. J-Angel just living her life.
J-Angel is not Christian. I see she's some kind of destiny thing here. It's all... I'm blaming signal for noise.
No, okay. You're going on. If you're offshore, stay offshore.
Wallace is tall, Prince said the drummer wins it.
Drummer wins it.
Oh God, how you know, Dominant?
Hey, be like, if it's one man love to call signal live,
it's Beans, boy. He might have so much signal to know his cassette, eh?
But you gotta be a fan.
Yeah. Good morning. Someone wants to say morning to Daniela from Lensil. Hey, Daniela, you getting a request? Hello?
Woman easy, woman easy.
Oh, niggas.
Blessed love.
Woman easy, my brethren.
Well, I have two things to put in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
One with Tusty Day. I second that group, that team that he want to establish.
Now, I want to hear all the people who was defending him now.
Yeah.
Saying all so they making fun of the man and this and this and that. I want to hear them now.
Yeah, yeah. So once Kimberly and them get incorporated into the TTPS, I want to have a name for the group.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I call it a tip.
Toes.
Toes and pedos, right? That is the very team.
Torpedoes.
That is one. My second drama is we brethren HDC.
Mm-hmm.
Who always calling for house.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to find a piece of land. Reason being is I realizing what's going on with the Venice and them. And hear me out. 18 months the Venice here, 90% of the maternity ward is Venice. So those offspring would be registered at Trinidadian.
Oh God, don't do this now. Don't do this.
60,000 not here.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
120.
Don't do this.
Possibility
is. Next, you went low.
They might get out before you
see. Next, don't do this. Next, please. AGC is listening here religiously. Don't do this.
Dubai, I'm bringing reality here. We had a separate emotion to reality right now, right? That might be what's going to happen. So let him let that piece of land up last Loma to Brass or something. Gosh. All right.
All right, next. Move out. Thank you. A big up your brother and heart, I love, you know? Heart, my brother. Heart, I love. We read that. Miles, heart is with real brother, you know? Yeah. When they talk about brother. Don't know. Easy heart.
Yeah, it's out here.
No, this is not it.
Well, I hear somebody calling my name.
No, this is not it.
Well, yeah, well, I'm busting it on Junine shift.
Okay, good.
So, I'll let go continue listening, right?
Okay, yeah, no problem. Here. Okay. I douchebag, you know. Hello.
Hi, baby.
Yo, brethren, you're coming in too sharp, brethren. No.
Uncle, how you going?
Nah, you're coming in too sharp, brethren.
Please, right now, I buy Lancel.
No, you're not by Lancel. You're not,
yes,
by Lancel. Oh, gosh, you're not by Lancel.
I'm talking about some matches, me,
no,
and you.
No, Bridget. What can I... No, Bridget.
Master Miles, you want one?
Miles not here.
Miles is never there.
No, Miles not here. And you're not by Lancel, so have a good day.
Please. A queen size for me and you.
Nah, man, a king.
You that king?
Man is king.
Say a bouncy, you have it.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, the Honorable.
Morning.
All right, man. Tell Shirley, pull up and go in a hole.
Just so
Jen! Yeah. Morning to you.
The man gets stressed. Mercy man, start off good with honorable and thing, you know.
And then
wait is going on here. The man has shit down the place, you know. Hello, morning.
Yes, morning.
Yeah, morning.
Miles.
Oi.
I can mash up the bed for your birthday. You have to face the tension soon. Boy, man. Like the real mash up that bed. You woke up that spring.
Wait, boy, Mazzy, man, get you, you know?
Yeah, he
gets you. I know, he gets you.
He paying attention,
he gets you. Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, morning, my brethren.
But like, surely you get hit or something to drink last night, you can't get up.
Nah, I doubt that, man. Surely I no vibes with hater.
I feel surely put hater to bed last night.
Nah, that can't happen. This is hater we talking about, you know, my brethren.
Hater, find out who is surely, and surely deal with hater.
Nah. Hey, look, Telstan.
Or Telestan.
Or Telestan, as some people say. Telestan inside the building. Hello, good morning.
Blessed love.
Majesty.
Honorable.
All respect to the man, them.
I don't know the man, them. I, them.
A proper all you. Have a little joke, boy. Is that right?
Talk to me. Yes, I.
And my daughter's telling me some people so negative that the only way they could develop is in a dark room. have a next one, you know.
Come Majesty. Boy.
Where is called a donkey otherwise?
A J.A.
Oh, well, they say you could send a J.A. to a university. He would not come back a terrible big horse. It would be a J.A.
No matter what.
No matter what. Health and day. I enjoy everything.
Health and strength.
Honorable.
Yeah. Some youth this morning was listening to a program and I'm coming to work now. Yeah, Lena.
Yeah.
And they say all are very, very informative.
Thank you. Yeah. You don't know.
I have something to talk about within a time in.
Alright. Don't know. Tomorrow is the Iration.
Yeah.
Honorable.
Yeah. That's the Iration, you know? That's like that come like we morning show daddy, you know.
Yeah, that we uncle.
We uncle. Correct, Miles. Hello, good morning.
Hello morning, this is Barry here.
Nah, bye. Have a good day.
Who Barry is this?
Bye.
Perry.
I want Building Banton, please.
Who?
Building Banton.
We don't know who's Building Banton, Bridget.
You want to call about
a couple of calls ago.
We don't know who he is.
I have a king size bed for your rider.
Why you don't listen to me, dog?
It could be any. You know what you find on him, Barry? Barry, man.
Dan, you know really good. Why not the first Barry you call?
Because that's a Barry I know.
Oh, gosh, dog.
Barry Perryman from Jugglers.
Dan, are you calling my whole thing?
Them a brethren?
Hello.
It's amazing. I do identify my blaze, but it's amazing that men go look to do so and they go rush to say about they going and put toe on toe for all the pedophiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you make an allegation on a man and say he's a pedophile, you want to put a toe in him.
Mm.
But imagine men killing men right you and they want to sit down and remand normal. And look at what I'm talking about, all this bad treatment and everybody is not criminal. Imagine that, eh, Blaze?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They hear me.
I hear you loud and clear.
They want to convict a man and say, once somebody says a pedophile, once somebody say he rape, beat him to death. But somebody say a man kill an ex-man and treat him nice. He wants a lawyer. Oh, God, he wants a lawyer.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah? you know men look at these things very viciously, especially when it comes to children.
Yeah.
So that is why.
You're killing a man, Blaze.
Yeah, I understand, We understand. We totally understand what you're saying. But when it comes to children, men have no heart, you know.
And you're not really doing a good job at hiding your voice.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Redwood boy?
Jesse.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Blaze. Morning, Mr. Miles.
Morning, my brethren.
How everything on that side?
Done. Everything is spiffy.
All right. I want to pick up all the minister's drivers. Facebook hard.
Right.
Yeah. They don't get spotlight, but it's work hard.
They don't get what?
Spotlight.
Oh, okay.
But it's work hard.
Very good.
I don't beat them up this morning.
Goodness.
And next thing, surely this program is a true man. Right, Shirley? Pack up and get back in real step. God make Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Not Adam and right.
Okay.
Shirley, put yourself together and wake up.
Well said. Wake him up again for me. Talk to him for me again.
Shirley, it's time to wake up. God made Adam and Steve. Adam and Steve.
Get right this time.
Shirley, wake up, Shirley. Wake up.
Tell him again. Tell him again.
Shirley, it's time to wake up.
Well, tell him again.
Adam and Eve.
Take your time.
Tell him to wake up one more time.
Shirley, time to wake up.
If that didn't wake up Shirley, Miles.
If that didn't wake up Shirley,
Shirley, I have to wake up now, you know. You heard that man preach? The man put on the pastor voice and wake up. Hello.
Hi, Blazy.
Yo, what you see you? They were going on, wake up. You have to wake up too!
Oh God, I want to wake up and I'll learn still at
school. Bill Batten, you have to wake up!
I want to learn something like that when I learn still
with you. Don't stand that line now and I'll learn still with you. Wake up!
Oh God.
Fire! We want to see what the wake up and I'll learn still. Why? Not wake up like that. Not that kind of wake up. We talk about wake up your spirit.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, boy. You want to see how wake up? People sending me pictures of lenses passing on the highway. Oh, God. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, my friend.
What boy really think we don't know his voice at this point? Oh, don't make him out. We know your voice, what boy, okay.
Oh God, that's right. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Blaze.
Yes, my brethren.
What really going on this radio station?
I don't know, Chad. I don't know.
No, boy, don't treat the listeners properly, man.
What do you mean?
What going on Wednesday and Thursday evening from 6 to 9, Blaze?
From 6 to 9?
Or the higher Akim hour?
No.
Who is that talking there?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't say.
Somebody named Ariel or Aria,
how
is that?
Oh, Ariane, yeah, she's
oh, God, no, push on the overnight.
All right, Bridget, all right, okay, Bridget. Bye-bye.
my boy.
Wake up, my boy.
Wake up.
Please wake up your vibes.
With that pastor. Tell the pastor to call back.
Yeah, we need that pastor. That morning show pastor. Yeah, we need him.
Call back.
Hello, this is the last one for this morning. Hello, good morning. Hello?
That's a sign. I don't take no more.
No take.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, the Akim
5.0. Yes,
you
are.
I'm
not
my morning voice. My voice always cracks.
This is not Akim 5.0. I'll take one more, I thought.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Wake up, man, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
Let's tell the one that kind of wake up. Let's tell the one to wake up in the Holy Ghost. We don't want that kind of wake up.
Wake up!
Wake up, man! Wake up! What you say? Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
This man needs to wake up, Jed!
Stand up and put your hands.
This man needs to wake up!
Straight out of Jamaica, got the legendary.
Shall you have to wake up?
Build it.
Morning again. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Ooh, nah,
give one more them out though.
Wake up! Hello, good morning. Wake up. Hello. Hello, good morning. Wake up.
Good morning, Blaze.
Yes, my friend.
My God. For those people, they need more than a wake up. They need a little black disinfectant, some cobalt salt, they need some crosses, or they need some, or they need a little pundit, they need a imam, two South Baptist priests, a Roman Catholic priest. Well, they need all of that.
Wake up.
My
to
God.
Wake up.
It's more than wake up. It's so close in the back of the head. God.
Yeah, they had to wake up. They had to wake up. That's why they got that stinger, you know.
I wake up. Yeah.
Wake up! Hello. Oh. Hey, it's time to go. It's time to go. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, wake up!
No.
You need to wake up! The man talked to you!
Shirley, listen.
I am delivered.
Just listen.
Hey, look, Shirley singing a hymn.
And don't sing a hymn.
No.
I am... What?
Do not sing a hymn.
I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered.
Shirley, bye-bye.
Shirley, wake up! Shirley, wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up! Olya, dice it in. We got it. Janine, come and take your shift, please. Janine, up next and answer it. Olya, wake up!
And remember this.
In Sunday school, they teach us about Adam and Eve. They never teach us about Adam and Eve.
Oh! On behalf of Selector Miles. This is Blaze Mogul, the mayor of Sour City. Don't forget to kneel long, say your prayers. God first and mankind after. And wake up! Surely wake up!
Slam 100.5, progressive and unstoppable.